What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome to Qualified Nonsense, the podcast where three childhood friends are now hurling toward their 40s like a minivan without brakes, gather weekly for unsolicited opinions, overanalyzed hot takes, and just enough actual knowledge to be legally disclaimed as not professional advice. It's the kind of show where wisdom and immaturity hold hands, where midlife crisis meets bad internet takes, and where you're just as likely to hear a deep dive on the economy as you are witness an argument about which riddle is best for a family gathering. Think of it as group therapy, but louder, significantly cheaper, and with significantly more sarcasm. It's Qualified Nonsense, where life experience is real, insights are debatable, and the friendship is mostly inertia at this point. So, you ready for another episode?
I am.
Sweet. Yeah. I'm Matt.
I'm Jake.
I'm Brandon.
And this is Qualified Nonsense. I damn near said I'm Brandon again. I don't know why. I was this close. Man.
That still is one of the very, like, editing that episode was the very top for me. I was like doubled over laughing. Am I having a stroke?
It's just muscle memory at this point. Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because it's not even something you say. It's just like, I don't know. It's like just saying like your scene partner's lines. You're familiar with what they're supposed to say. And
you were hiding not from you, Mary.
I know it's like a low-hanging fruit sort of easy gag, but whenever there's media about like amateur plays and the other person is like mouthing the lines of the other person, that still kills me. I think that's like, sure, it's easy. It's
like they're so in the zone, they're like,
yeah.
What? Or just like sitting there like waiting to say their line, like just like still looking, as a statue, and then, and then it's their turn, and then they
like, looking like acting. A vulture, they're just like
Eureka. how's everybody doing?
Everybody's good.
Good.
I have a proud dad moment.
Oh, let's hear it. Proud dad.
Proud dad.
Shall we take it from one?
Proud dad. So my oldest started track this season, and she had her first meet yesterday, and they got to compete in four events of their choice. Ooh. And she finished first place in the 100 meter dash.
Hey, nice. 100 meters.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
And yes, I was the dad that was like outside of the grandstands on the track, like giving her prep talk beforehand in a good way. But then like on the side of the track.
Don't blow this for me. Okay. I got a lot on the line.
You see all these people here?
Taking bets in the parking lot.
You have like a wad of cash in your hand being like, or no, it's the ticket, right? It's like, come on.
Just like running around with a bookie's hat on and a little pencil coming out. Who's got 20? This kid over here looks strong.
Are there any, we kind of talked about this a little bit with Jake coaching, but are there any like aggro parents who are like yelling at their kids or yelling at the coaches or refs or anything, or the refs?
The thing about track is like, it's such an individual sport. Like you really don't have anybody else to yell at except for your kid. And I don't like track meets are so chaotic as well. Like there's so much going on that.
Yeah. There's the field is always like a mess of people. Like no one knows where they're supposed to be or where they're going. Exactly.
And they're trying to make announcements, and it's like, it's like a 15-year-old, and they're like, just this is the first call for the 100-meter dash. You know, but who puts this on? This is the it's the Ridgefield community, like they're called the Ridgefield Flyers, is what this one is called. But it's
is it a bunch of kids? I feel like that would be a small turnout, but is it a lot?
It's great. It was grade school through middle school. I would assume that there was 150 kids there.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Maybe 100. Yeah, and the track meets, they have like other groups from. Like there was a certain, and you know, my daughter's in third grade, and it went all the way to 13-year-olds, so up through middle school.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was cool. It was cool to see all the things.
Nice.
Although they did warn us, they're like, "Hey, you have to be here at 5 o'clock for registration. It starts at 5:30 and it ends at 8:30." I was like,
"Yo."
Luckily, we got her four out of the, banged them out and nice. Went home.
Got out of there. Nice. I had a dad moment. I don't know about a proud dad moment, but I was, well, two things. One, I've got a little narc for a son and I love him dearly, but whenever I do him dirty, he's like, "Hey mom, guess what Pop did?" And I'm like, "You little shit." but I was coaching the soccer team, and these kids, for one thing, I don't know, I might have already mentioned this, but I don't know that I have a good temperament for it, because I don't get aggro. Like, I'm very cognizant of not being like an asshole to the kids, but if they're fucking off, I'm gonna make them run. Yeah. So
we talked about you toeing the line a little bit.
Yeah, I toe the line a little bit, but I like to say that I balance it, because I make them all laugh, and I you know, joke with them and have a fun time, but I still make them work. So anyway, everybody was not listening very well. And so I made a couple of kids run the field. And one of those kids was my son, because he didn't hear the instruction to not shoot at the goal. And that's all the kids want to do, is like whenever there's a spare moment, they just take a crack shot at the goal. Doesn't matter if there's other little kids in the way. And so there's these soccer balls, and at 9 and 10, they're kicking the ball pretty hard. Like it's going at an injury rate. So especially when there's little kids around. So Oscar took a shot on goal, and he didn't hear that the instruction was not to. And I was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "All right, around the field." And he was the first one to go around the field. And everyone's like, "Wait, what? All the way around the field?" And I was like, "Yeah, who else wants to run?" Everyone's like,
"Be like, damn, me. Coach Dubs is serious."
Yeah. So, and Oscar's like, "Wait, what?" I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, bud. Like, go run. Get back
when
here.
When you do this stuff, do you put on a German accent and be like, "This is Coach Wilhelm.
I will be asking these questions here."
If you do not want to be here, you will run.
And so anyway, I had a couple of kids run, which they earned, frankly. But I did feel kind of like, God,
made an example out of everybody. Your son made an example out of your son in front of everybody.
Well, but what did happen is that we got home, and then actually Oscar was good. He didn't mention it to Anna until I had sort of brought it up, and he's like, "Oh yeah, that's right." And Anna's like, what did he do? And immediately, like in her voice, I could tell that I was the villain, like immediately. And she's like, what did he make you do? I was like, all right, let's make sure we get all the sides of the story here.
But did you make her run too?
I did. I was like, like,
wait,
all right,
go around the block.
Let's change that attitude. Okay. Hop two.
Pump those thighs.
Brandon, what about you? What kids did you taunt this week?
Well, I yelled at a lot of children.
You are right by a church. You live by a church. You could be like,
there's a Boy Scout meeting going on right now. It's kind of funny because like you hear them, like they like blow their little like trumpet thing at the beginning. And
is it
yeah, no, is it? But it sounds a lot worse than that. It's like but
Sounds like a duck farting in the wind.
But I think they meet Tuesday nights over there. No, my week's been, well, we have family coming into town this weekend. My wife's aunt who lives in Austin and her daughter, my wife's cousin who lives in the Bay Area, is coming up, this weekend. And so we've been doing a ton of yard work and, yeah, I've been, like, I've hauled away like 3 truckloads of yard debris and hauled in 2.5 yards of soil for planter boxes and
nice.
Yeah, just doing a ton of that kind of stuff.
That sounds kind of fun. I always find it really refreshing to make time for that. Because with kids, it's just like you have to budget that time. But I bet that was very satisfying, like getting rid of a bunch of yard debris and then also like getting in a bunch of soil.
It was. Yeah. I went to I dropped off the yard debris and picked up the soil at the same place. It's like a landscaping type place. And like I've been there so much, like almost every single day this past week. And like I made a joke with the guy like, oh, you're going to start charging me rent. No, like I've been here so much.
Oh,
like
you did.
Like I felt like such
you're that guy.
Man. We had an episode about this, about how you have like to like strike up conversation in weird ways.
Or like like you said, the old man that pulled up to you is like, nice park job or whatever.
Yeah.
You are that guy now.
Yep.
He's developed into his final form.
Get an employee discount. I'm here enough.
Yeah, well, you better start. You hand me an application. I'm
When's family dinner on Sunday? Huh? I had an embarrassing handy, Brandon. Like I actually had an embarrassing moment today. Our oven officially went out. It's like the stovetop works, but it has to get replaced.
Gas or electric?
It's gas. That was. Don't even get me started on that.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm not changing it.
Come on, do it. Just do it.
No.
What's a little natural gas? What are you, a ninny? I'm just kidding. Please continue.
No, I like it. I like natural gas. I like cooking with gas. So when the stoves used to be made, they used to be called like slide in or freestanding. I forget which one. Either way, they're shorter back then than they are now. And so there's a piece of granite behind that they, like when we got our kitchen redone, they put the granite behind and they ultimately just glued it on. So I called the contractor over, who happens to be a personal friend who did it. And I was like, hey, we have to get our stove. And out of my trips to Home Depot, I realized we're not going to have enough space. We need to get this granite piece knocked out. He's like, okay, I'll come over and check it out. And so we pull the stove out and we're looking at it and he just like takes his fist and he goes, boom. And he goes,
oh no.
I was like, are you going to charge me for that? He's like, no, I just kind of wanted to say hi, but you could have done this. It's like, oh
my gosh.
Yeah. Did you even try to remove it?
No, because we have, so when we have our backsplash was like a custom tile job. So it like the grout runs right up to it. So it's like, I just didn't want to crack or break anything just by like starting to harp on it.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I get that. But he's like literally just punched it out with his fist.
Nice.
Like, God.
I kind of feel like the opposite. Like if I'm working on something, I'd almost rather be the person who breaks it rather than someone else.
Really?
For whatever reason.
Like I'd rather the liability fall on them.
Like with moving stuff, like, I mean, I don't care if like movers, you know, move like heavy furniture, like couches and stuff, but like the TV, I would rather drop the TV myself than have like a mover drop
it. Mm. Oh, for sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway. I'm not a handy person, it turns out.
I did a, when I was in New Jersey, the water heater went out and it blew it like I'm not sure what happened, but it failed on top and it leaked water everywhere and it didn't stop filling. So like it was a mess. But same size issue, it was a gas water heater, and with gas or with anything burning, you have to vent out the fumes, and the size difference between what used to be the standard and what developed into the standard was like a slightly higher model. And so when I was like, I can do this myself, which was probably dumb, but I did. And when I put in the new one, it made the exhaust pipe out to the chimney. So there was a pipe from the top of the water heater to the chimney, and it made it so that it was like horizontal to the ground as opposed to like up pitched to be able to exhaust like carbon or like not carbon dioxide. And I was like, fuck. So I ended up having to like get a grinder and grind down the cement so that it would sit a little bit lower. It was a nightmare. I took probably 10 years off my life by grinding cement without proper like face protection. And the next day I couldn't talk because there was cement in my lungs and shit. It was terrible. It was a really, really bad idea. That was an opportunity that I should have learned from, to be like, just fucking hire it out. Spend the $2,000 and save yourself. Or whatever. But
let anyway. Somebody else kill themselves.
Yeah, right? Or like a professional knows like just how to like fix the back pitching instead of digging into the floor. Hindsight. 2020.
Thought you would know all about that back pitching.
Heyo. Oh, Brandon, earlier I was laughing. I was laughing because you were talking about removing yard debris, and I realized that Matt was laughing at me because I had a big yawn. Mind you, listeners, I had a big yawn because it's a little bit later here on the East Coast, and so I'm just not quite as fresh as these two fine-looking gentlemen.
Look, anyway, none of us yawned about right your when you, cement right when you started grinding there. Story.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Should we
right, let's get on to questions.
Should we get some questions?
Certainly. Be right back.
Have you ever looked up into the sky and thought, huh, what is that? Well, that's the
universe.
And today, the universe is saying, have a good day.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Also, check us out at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. We've been posting things there lately, so sign
just
up.
Just $5 a month. You can get that fresh, that good, that yeah. Spicy content.
Yeah, that's tariff-free $5 also.
Ooh, so cool, yeah.
Just a flat. We're not making this in China, so I guess we're not subject to the tariffs. But now is the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions and answering them here. The first one comes to us from, oh, they deleted their question or their profile, but whatever. So redacted. But they asked, I could still see the question, I just can't see who wrote it. But it comes from Ask Reddit. They ask, what ages people real quickly? What ages people real quickly?
Ages people.
Just stress in general. Like work stress, family stress, life stress.
Oh, interesting. I took this at a different, maybe I misunderstood. Aging is in like, you say like, oh man, I loved.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I misunderstood.
Like if someone says, oh man, no.
Maybe that's why they deleted their profile. This is a dumb question.
Yeah, it's a stupid question. Next question.
It's like, I mean, like.
It's like when someone like outs themselves for being old by saying something like, yeah, something about like, the Addams Family or something like that.
Or like you're talking about like new music and you like mention Taylor Swift and like she's been around for like 20 years.
Right, right.
Anybody that adds unnecessary R's like washing machine.
Oh wow, okay, yeah, that's it. But isn't that like a regional dialect thing, or is it just like a
I only know my grandparents to do it.
Okay.
To me it's an old person thing, but I've never been to a region where they do that.
Crick. Roof. Yeah, roof. I used to say roof because I didn't, and people would try to explain it to me and I'm like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, people when they sound like they're from restaurant Huck Finn. Restaurant, yeah. Yeah, the quick abbreviation to, I don't know.
Facebook?
Oh, come on.
I mean,
I get some good recipes off there.
So we're watching The Four Seasons on Netflix. And there was a gag about someone talking about TikTok. And they're like, oh, yeah, send that to me. And they're like, oh, I don't have TikTok, but send it to me on Facebook. And that it was like the old, that was the old joke.
Yeah, I we've watched, I think, like half of that show. And yeah, we have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's cute.
People that buy stamps at the grocery store.
Ooh. I mean, sometimes you need to buy stamps. You need to mail stuff.
Did someone just age themselves?
A little defensive there. Calm down.
No.
People that pay with a check at the grocery store.
Hey, now this is feeling like a personal attack.
Sometimes you appreciate it. Balance the
do
old
you
book.
Pay with the check?
At the grocery store? You know what? Licking the pen, what you just did. Yeah, a quill and ink. Every time.
Powdered wig. pantaloons.
Doubloons.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, you know, like heavy drinking, smoking, not using sunscreen.
Oh wait, we're blending the two questions, aren't we?
No, those things do.
Well, yeah, well those things yeah, I guess. I'm thinking like what ages you physically, like quicker.
Yeah, but,
yeah.
What ages you? I've heard conflicting things about ice plunges, being like it's good for you physically, or it does good things for your sort of like metabolism and your. Some
they
other
say it
sort
spikes
of physical
like
stuff.
Your brown fat production, but you don't. You can't do that. Like, it's just a arbitrary medical lie. Like,
oh, yeah,
it helps your brown fat because that's what every baby has. And it's like, well, you don't have it anymore because you're not a baby.
Yeah, I don't know any of the pseudoscience around it, but I do. I have heard that it makes you look kind of like hell. You might feel good, which is fine.
Couldn't you achieve the same thing by just like at the end of your shower, just turning the water to cold and for like?
Well, it's the submersion aspect of like all of your pores. They can't breathe. They're taking in cold, right? It's the submersion aspect.
Have you guys?
You can make yourself. You can make yourself cold, but yeah.
Have you done the cold? Well, okay. Shower. Let's talk about showers for a second. Do you guys take hot showers?
I don't take any showers.
My man, you're a bath man. Bath.
No, I'm just
bath.
Kidding. I take
no. That's something that ages that ages you.
No. Matt, do you take baths?
I do. I still love taking baths. Yeah, but I'm also the guy that sits in a sauna. I just don't like being cold. However, I do take cold showers at the end of the sauna.
Question: we talked about a couple of episodes ago that we go to the bathroom. Well, some of us go to the bathroom with. Our computers. Have you ever taken your computer or your work phone into a bath?
Yes.
My man.
But that's just because I can't stop scrolling. And that's what, that's another thing that ages you is just like your addiction to like, you can't just relax.
Yeah.
Just relax.
I'm irritated with technology. I work for a technology company and it's all like, you know, asynchronous and blah blah blah, like work everywhere or nowhere or whatever, but like I just there's so many screens in my life and it sucks and I'm addicted to them, so even when I'm not working I'm like doom scrolling or fucking around on my computer anyway. So
yeah, in a way, I mean, no disrespect to this podcast, but it does kind of feel like, okay, I just finished working, sitting at a computer all day. Okay, now let me for my hobby, let me sit down at the computer.
And, but I mean, for your hobby, or like I've just finished sitting in front of this screen. Let me go to an even bigger screen tonight because it's another thing, right? When you go to the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, it does feel different, but I mean, yeah, but back to this podcast, we all have work that we do with this podcast. So Brandon and I do the audio editing for releasing in podcast form and like the podcast platforms. And Matt, you do the video editing for our YouTube presence and our social media stuff. But you're right. Yeah, it is. It's like our... It's also,
I will say it is nice to have anonymity to be online, even though like if somebody really wanted to go to our profile, they would know that it's one of the three of us, but like you can actually go on and make snide comments or like just sarcastic comments on profiles on social media because it works. So it is nice to have that anonymity to be like,
yeah,
you're dumb. It was like,
I did see the, we did get a kind of a mean comment on a YouTube thing not that long ago where the guy was like, why don't you spend more time at work so you don't have time to record the podcast or something like that. Like,
I enjoy engaging. I don't remember seeing that. We got a couple of them. We got another one that said, make podcasting equipment more expensive.
Damn.
And I said we couldn't agree more, but thanks for the analytics. And I gave him a thumbs up emoji because you're not like, isn't that like a very aggro thing to do now?
I guess it's still engagement, but
yeah, it's like, thanks for helping.
Yeah, any engagement is later. Good engagement according to the
that's something that'll age you really fast is reading the comments on anything.
Oh my god. Was it on a short? I didn't see these. Now I'm interested.
We don't have that many comments, but one thing about
but they're all mean.
Like being one thing that ages you from like an outing perspective. I noticed this at the athletic club this morning is like all the silver foxes show up at a certain time because they all have like pool athletics or they'll go swim laps. And it's like, oh, Gary, you're here a little late today, aren't you? He's like, no, just on time, Jim. They like, we just showed my two daughters Labyrinth for the first time. Do you remember the door knockers? How they're like the two guys like, no, good, can't hear you.
Yeah.
It was like going to the gym is pretty much that. It's like it's just a bunch of old guys full of one-liners.
Yeah.
He's like, you here today? Well, it's better here than 6 feet under. You know, it's like
it's got that
like the two old the hecklers. Muppet guys, like
the... Yeah, the guys that sit up in the grandstands. Yeah. It's like you gonna get after it? He's like, well, if I'm here, I'm not there. You know, it's like
like the same like few lines they've been saying for the last like 30 years. They've just got like a script that they.
Like they walk into the sauna and no matter what, they'll be like, oh, it's feeling pretty warm today, don't you think? Yep. Sure is.
Oh, I could put on a sweater in here. Yeah.
I do hope to get to that point in my life at some point, though. Just like, oh, that's all you have is like, oh, here he comes. He's going to be full of his dad jokes or whatever.
The top answer here is lack of sleep. Will age people. Being in an abusive relationship.
Jesus. Yeah.
Being poor.
Poor, yeah. Oftentimes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to run. Be pretty, where are you at pretty quickly. Also, like, you'll see like a homeless guy with like a big gray bushy beard and he's like, I'm 43 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
Stress, trauma, poor sleep, League of Legends.
To be fair, Jake just turned 40 and if he had a great big bushy beard, it would be gray.
Only the front part would be gray, you son of a bitch. Yeah, no, but it would be.
Yeah, some of these are pretty, like, not just fun. On a nose. chronic physical pain, homelessness, grief,
cancer.
Speaking of which,
smoking and heavy drinking.
What do you guys think is going to happen when we die?
Sweet, sweet nothing.
Get into the comments. Let us know.
Not using sunscreen. So, I mean, I guess these people are taking it literally. Like, what literally... Like
what makes you look older.
Like, physically, yeah. Yeah. I do think, you know, we've talked about it before, but, like, plastic surgery, I think, does make you look older. It looks like you're, like, trying to hide something, you know?
Because there's always that je ne sais quoi that's like, what's going on with your face? Like
there is like a plastic surgery face.
Yeah. You try to isolate like what's not moving that should be moving, or what doesn't have a crease that really ought to have.
Your lips, they don't move anymore.
Yeah, I always think that I always see it in the eyebrows, where you're just like, oh, you actually can't move your eyebrows. I see.
I do think also, kind of just being like set in your ways is. A way to really age yourself.
Like is that the more metaphorical, not the physical?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like just being unwilling to entertain any other opinions or thoughts or learning new information.
Yeah. So Ann and I have talked about this quite a bit. We've got like older like well into our marriage and our siblings' marriages, well, not marriages, but like coupling and child rearing and stuff. There were older people in our families, which I'm sure a lot of people experience, where there was something complex happening with a family member that you were just like, listen, let's just not tell, you know, great grandpa, whatever, because it's just too complex or just too stressful, because either whether that's like, you know, the parents projecting their stress of the situation onto their parents or whatever. But Ann and I have talked a lot about being like, you know, making an active effort to be open and stuff.
Let's really stress out our parents.
No.
It is kind of like that. Yeah, you think like, oh, you know, should I try to explain to my, you know, 95-year-old grandparent like what non-binary means, and then like get into like all that stuff? And, like,
no, for sure. And some grandparents are like super, super down, right? They're super interested in the changing of the world, and a lot of people find it just too stressful or too complex. And I can't blame them really if they're not interested to, if it's not how they want to spend their time, then that makes sense. But
look, I got 5 good years left. I don't want to wrap my head around this. It's going to take too long. Just let me sit here and smoke my pipe. I'll say, people that travel weekly for work physically ages you quicker. Because you're like consistently going through different time zones. Like nothing is ever consistent.
Also just going through an airport, even if you're going on vacation, it still sucks. Like the whole just process of airline travel, like being herded from one area to another, and then just all the downtime you have, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It is just kind of draining.
Speaking of draining, what next question do we got? A fun one? This question's aging me.
Well, I had a thought, but I've lost it, so whatever. Okay, well, I don't know if this one's going to be that fun. Maybe I'll skip this one just because it's after some of the other comments, it's
a little dark, a little.
Well, what's something more traumatizing than people realize? So,
childbirth. Everybody sort of paints it in this sort of, oh, what a magical time.
Especially C-sections.
C-sections are fucking devastating. Early kids who were born early. Neither one of my kids were born in not traumatic situations. And I feel like big pregnancy,
hey,
whatever. Like,
hey, Jake, you know what aged us?
What?
Those.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
Having children.
Yeah.
Well, in that fashion. Those emergency fashions.
Right, emergency fashion where there's like actual life and death on the line. I think I told you guys, our friend Rob, who was in Seattle, hadn't seen him for a long time, and when I visited him, he was like, "Oh yeah, you look so similar." This is actually a few years ago because I looked more similar than what I used to look like, and he's like, "Oh, but there's something with your eyes." And we ended up having coffee and hanging out for a bit. And then he goes, and I told him a little bit about like what had happened in the last like 10 years, which was having kids. And he goes, "That's what it is. Your eyes. You've seen some shit." And I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I guess so." But it was like
Anna and I talked about it.
Right? Yeah, no shit, really. Yeah, NICUs. NICUs will fuck you right up.
Well, here is one that's not really a question, but sort of more of a jumping off point for discussion. This is from...
conversation piece.
This one's from Ask Men Over 30. Username 24 Gameplay. They ask... the headline is "Went on a solo date and it helped me a lot with my mental health." And then they kind of write a little paragraph here. "So I wanted to share a recent experience that's helped me feel more connected and less lonely. As a single guy living alone, I've been feeling a bit down lately, but I stumbled upon the concept of solo dates and decided to give it a try. I spent an amazing afternoon at my nearby mall, catching a movie and trying out some new food spots. It was incredible how much of a mood boost it gave me. I felt like I was treating myself to a special day out, and it really helped me shake off the loneliness. I wanted to share this with my fellow guys in their 30s and beyond who might be feeling similar. Taking time for yourself and doing things you enjoy, even if it's just a solo outing, can make a huge difference. It's okay to prioritize your own happiness and take a break from the daily routine. So if you're feeling lonely or just need a pick-me-up, I highly recommend giving solo dates a try. Whether it's a movie, a hike, or just a quiet coffee date with yourself, take some time to focus on your own happiness. You deserve it."
100%.
That's really nice.
I've seen these things going around. There's a couple influencers that's their content, is them taking themselves out. And one of them specifically, his whole platform is he buys Groupons because they're usually for two people and he can capitalize on both of them. So not only is he single and like trying to ward off the lonely, he gets double bang for his buck. But it's usually experiences. He'll go out to, I don't know, a bungee park or whatever.
Like two spaghetti dinners for one, please.
That is one of them. Like he'll go to restaurants and be like, "Hey, instead of the two beers, can I have one big one?" You know, and like, yeah. It is interesting, but like, I just think I don't know why self-care just transformed into that. Like, why does it have to be viewed now as you're taking yourself on a date rather than like, "Hey, I'm just going to go out for a few minutes." Like what happened? How are we so traumatized that we have to view it as like dating ourselves to make ourselves happy?
Well, there's kind of like a stigma, like a social stigma around it. Don't you think? Like if you see somebody, maybe not like somebody like just sitting at a bar, but if you saw somebody in a restaurant sitting at a table by themselves,
like they're a loser or something, or creepy? Or...
Well, I mean, I think that's the perception or
what... Or even less hostile than that. Just like, oh, that person's alone. You know, just like...
Yeah, or yeah, then that person's having a bad time because they're by themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I can see, you know, that's... It's just unfortunate, you know? Like, but hey, whatever you got to do to make yourself happy.
I would also say that society's weird. I think the internet is in large part to blame, but like you feel like there are so many very vocal and present people and creators and talking heads that are always gigging and always doing something or making something. And it's that sort of, it's not quite FOMO, but it's like when you look at social media and everyone's having the best time ever, when clearly that's not what's actually happening in real life, but that's the perception. And so you feel like you ought to be achieving something productive and being productive with all of your time. I know I sort of feel that way. So even when we're chilling, I've got a few things like that are running in the back of my mind, like that are perpetually on a list of to-do things. And it's not, I don't know. It feels like there's always something to do. So like it's too time consuming or selfish or something to take that time for yourself.
Maybe
I'm just projecting that, but like that's sort of where I'm.
I used to be really good about prioritizing that. Like, my wife is fantastic and understands my need to have just solo time. I don't like to always be around people, but it usually ends up that I'll find myself in an area that's around people, and I just like am too extroverted not to. But I find, like, you can go to a bar, for example, that you know nobody at, and I can still go there with the intention to be by myself and meet a new friend at the end of the time there. But that's just kind of who I am. But the intention was to go be by myself, and I'm doing something by myself that's in a strange environment for, I don't know, like the alone time or the solo time or self-care is in many different forms. So, yeah, I don't really know if I have anything big or profound to say about that, but I'd encourage everybody to take their self-care time.
Yeah. How do you,
yeah.
How
I
do
mean,
you
if there's something you want to do, and yeah, you shouldn't let, you know, the fact that others either can't or don't want to go stop you.
Or don't understand. I think everybody finds value in their self-care for.
Well, and yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, everybody bailed on you, so you're going to go anyway. It could just be, yeah, you just go just to be alone, and, you know, it's okay to be with your thoughts for a little while. And, you know, it is kind of nice just like I go to movies alone all the time. And I enjoy it. Like, I mean, the whole movie thing, I don't understand, because you're not supposed to be talking during the movie anyway. So what difference does it make if you're there with, I mean, it's nice to like talk about the movie afterwards, but
yeah, it's like a shared experience, but you're right.
Yeah. Though, yeah, but who are you going to be necking with in the back?
Yeah. Who's going to get those bottom, kernels of the popcorn? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, go date yourself. Person, go do something. Go do something for yourself. Buy yourself something nice.
This person in the comments, they said, this is like just typical Reddit response. I tried it once, went to the movies alone. A group of 4 to 5 teenagers noticed I was alone, and I heard them talking during the movie. Then when it was over and we all stepped out, one of them said to the other, "Ask him now," to which the other said, "Don't you have any friends?" And the others just laughed. That was the last time I tried it. It just confirmed everything I suspected, that you are in fact judged. I hadn't gone, I had done it 3 to 4 times prior, but nothing actually happened. Needless to be said, I never tried again. Now I only go with others, even if it means waiting weeks for people with kids to have time.
Oh, jeez.
But see, at this age, there should be like the greatest comeback at this age of like, oh no, I did. Your mom's just cleaning up the mess that we made back there or something like that.
Yeah. You know? Well, so there is a certain point where you, and not for everybody, but there, like, you start, this is going to sound a little bit vicious, but like you stop giving fucks, right? You give fewer and fewer fucks as you get older. So like, this is for people past 30. Mm-hmm. Now I'm past 40. I do have fewer fucks to give. So like, you know,
just be like, kids, if I were you, you wouldn't want to be in this movie theater in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Or just be like, you know what? In 3 years, you guys aren't even going to talk to each other anymore. So fuck off.
Actually, I really
statistically,
enjoy
you're going to drop out of school. You're going to get somebody pregnant and you'll probably die in a car accident.
Also, there's always the don't bully me, I'll come.
Lena, this other one. Does she have friends? Oh! Mister, what's wrong?
I saw this video of this lady like shutting down a YouTube content creator guy. Like, he walked up to her and he's like, "Hey, how much did you pay for your house?" And she was like, "I'm not answering that. You're a stranger. Go away." And I wish there were more people that did that kind of stuff.
Well, like those people. One, like the one that I just sent you guys the other night of like some guy with his shirt off being some kind of like, "Oh, I'm going to approach this girl." And this guy walks up out of nowhere. He's like, "Camera, camera, camera, camera." And like, he just annoys the hell out of them so much that they leave.
Yeah. Something I've heard to do is just start singing Beatles songs, because then they'll get like,
demonetized.
Yeah.
They'll get like copyrighted, yeah. Flagged.
Nice. That's a really good idea. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, this person says, "I like to call it master dating."
Pee-wee tried that once. Don't do it.
Yeah, if you go out on a date with yourself, the chances of getting lucky are pretty good. At least in old fashion.
The lights aren't even down yet.
Sit on your hand for 30 minutes.
Oh my god, I never thought I'd be so excited by the 20.
Ooh, Maria Menounos. All right. Well, yeah, go.
I think that's a good spot to end. Stop listening to us and go be by yourself.
That's not the button.
Go have fun with yourself. Somewhere in public.
Yeah, go go get arrested for indecent exposure.
You heard it here first. We support you. Get out there.
That's any registry you end up on. Well, thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Leave us nice comments there for a change. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com, or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. Which also, we should plug the Reddit, the subreddit. We have Qualified Nonsense, which, forgive me, your friend who he's the one in Michigan. He's pretty critical in there.
Critical end, yeah.
Yes. I saw he just made a post today. So.
Oh, gosh, I missed that.
But after you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And we'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Ciao.